In the world of music, few names carry the legendary status of Jimi Hendrix. Known for his groundbreaking guitar work, Hendrix pushed the boundaries of rock, blues, and psychedelia. But beyond his iconic albums like Are You Experienced? And Electric Ladyland, there lies a mysterious body of work known as Black Gold, a set of recordings that some have dubbed Hendrix's unfinished magnum opus. Despite decades of speculation, much of Black Gold remains unreleased, making it one of the most tantalizing pieces of lost media in music history. This is Land of the Lost, Black Gold. The saga of Black Gold began in 1970, when Hendrix, nearing the end of his tragically short career, started working on a deeply personal project. Unlike his earlier work, Black Gold was conceived as a concept album, potentially telling a coherent story or exploring thematic elements that ran deeper than his previous recordings. Some reports suggest that Hendrix was shifting towards a more introspective and experimental phase of his artistry, fusing his signature guitar sound with jazz, funk, and even spoken word. The tapes, recorded on a portable tape machine, were mostly acoustic, featuring Hendrix playing alone on guitar. These recordings, largely done at his New York City apartment, were part of his vision to develop music that was more personal and narrative-driven. The musician had even shared his plans to turn Black Gold into a full album before his untimely death in September 1970. For decades, Black Gold remained hidden from public view. It wasn't until 1992 that the tapes were rediscovered by Mitch Mitchell, Hendrix's longtime drummer. Mitchell had been entrusted with the tapes by Hendrix shortly before the guitarist's death, but he had misplaced them for over 20 years. After being rediscovered, the tapes were described as a 15-song suite featuring unheard material, including the potential sketches for songs like Suddenly November Morning, the only track from Black Gold to ever be officially released. Despite the importance of these recordings, Black Gold has yet to be fully released. The reasons behind this remain speculative. Some point to legal disputes over Hendrix's estate, while others suggest that the quality of the recordings might not meet the expectations of a posthumous release. Whatever the reason, the unreleased status of Black Gold continues to fuel fascination among Hendrix enthusiasts, collectors, and music historians. Although much of Black Gold remains shrouded in mystery, its existence is symbolic of the unfinished chapters in Hendrix's extraordinary but short-lived career. The recordings offer a glimpse of a more introspective and experimental side of Hendrix that had only begun to emerge in the months leading up to his death. The fact that Black Gold has remained unreleased adds to the allure of these tapes as lost media, enhancing the mystique of a musician who, even in his absence, continues to captivate the world.